this week on The Nervous Record.
You know what one of my favorite experiences is?
What?
Is taking off my bra at the end of the night after I've gone to see a movie that day. Because half of the concession stand falls out.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
Let me tell you why I almost broke down into tears, but I had already taken an Ativan, so it was okay. Trying to make homemade gummy fruit snacks.
Really?
I'm like, this is gonna be great.
Yeah?
It's gonna be guilt-free, no added colors. Mm-hmm. Apparently colors are bad for people to eat.
So now I have gummy bear shapes. Mm-hmm. Just bear shapes.
I mean, gummy bear is a shape. Like, they're sitting up.
That's true.
They're not like real brown bears.
It's still gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Well, it didn't set. So I just had goop. Like, set them in the fridge overnight. Had goop. So I was kind of depressed about it. And I was like, you know what? We're gonna turn this back around. Added some more gelatin. I just dumped it into a loaf pan. I checked it. It had set.
Good.
I dumped it out and cut it up into cubes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go get the bowl of the cubes that I made.
Oh my God.
You just gotta...
Is there pound cake? Can you get pound cake while...
No.
Well, what about Oreos? True. Oreo pie?
Okay, so... what this looks like.
Okay.
It looks like a cross between cubes of ham... and human flesh. It's the most unappetizing looking thing
I've
ever seen in my life. And I fed it to my child.
Are they good tasting?
Taste it. Tastes like strawberry yogurt.
It's not bad, though. I mean, it's like...
But the color is...
The color's terrible.
So terrible.
That I think also because it's cubed, that's part of it. I think of it as a whimsical shape.
I know. They're just like cloudy, flesh-toned.
Ecru-colored. Want to hear something dumb I did today?
Yeah, I do.
So, I was walking Annie, and I saw this in the grass on the side of the road. In somebody's yard. They had like a brick retaining wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then grass and then the street. And I saw this like water bubbling weirdly. And I was like, what is this? And there was like a manhole cover over here. And I'm like, is that the sewage? Or like... It's just, there's just been, like, this hurricane storm or whatever. But it's, like, bubbling a little bit. And then bubbling a little bit more. So, being the millennial that I am, I'm like, I need to take a video of this and put it for social Instagram. Or social media. So, I turn my camera and I start pointing it. At it, and I'm looking at it, and I was thinking, I'm gonna put an ironic caption on it of like a location, like Old Faithful or something like that. And so I'm looking at it and I'm pointing at it, and then all of a sudden I'm being sprayed in the face. It was their sprinkler system just turning on. Just powering on. And I'm literally bent towards it with a camera. Like, if they had been there looking at that, they would have been like, what in the world? Like, it was just one of those in-ground, you know, like, things. I don't think anybody saw. I'm so dumb. Like,
that's delightful. Oh, my God. It's so good.
I don't understand how things operate. So I got my Costa Rica journal out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I should flip through this. because there may be like some Costa Rica stories we haven't talked about yet. And then it was just like, oh, wait, I remember that this documented
all of my sadness.
All of my sadness. And I just want to say that regardless of the heartbreak that I went through when, like, my husband ditched me and then everybody died and, like, had to put my dog to sleep in, like, the most sad circumstances possible, none of that is an excuse for how I look this evening. I mean, it's gotten real bad. I got one of those best self journals. Have you seen those on Instagram?
No.
So it's like one of those goal journals. You set like goals for the week and then you set goals for the day. And mm-hmm. then you have an activity monitor for the, not an activity, not like general activities. Like you pick a couple of things.
I don't want my journal to be Big Brother.
It's not Big Brother because it's what I decide to put in it.
I don't want my journal telling me what to do every day.
It doesn't. I tell the journal.
I don't want myself telling my journal to tell me what to do every day.
It is so sad. I looked back at it and my goals for the week, list out 5 goals for the week. And it doesn't have to be 7 days for everything. You can check off the list. I like checking stuff off.
I hate it.
What do you think the stuff on my list was?
Put grits in hair.
Bathe.
Yeah.
Don't eat sugar after 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Damn it.
You have to uncheck that.
I think that gym was on there. That seems like maybe I'm having a fever dream right now. I don't know. Gone that was on the far. Month list. Gym 3 times this month. I'm still working on that one. But I think drink water was one of them. Walk Annie, like 5 days out of the 7.
Okay.
So, but I need to bathe. More.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say.
No. If it's gotten to a point where I need to like manifest a checklist for the amount of times I'm bathing in the week, that's pretty terrible.
So when I was hearing about people doing bullet journals, I was like, what the crap is this? Will it make me do things? Mm-hmm. And looking it up on the internet, especially Pinterest, terrible. Terrible. People make lists for like how much water they drink in the day. So you say that that's on your list. They'll have like a water bottle that they fill in and color in as they drink their water. And I'm just like, who fucking has time to color a picture of water every time you drink water?
Well, maybe you don't have to do it every time you drink it. But then at the end of the day, you can think back.
You know what helps me know that I drank enough water that day?
What?
Peeing.
I pee once a day, maybe.
You need to drink more water.
I've had this brain TI, so it's all confusing. My acupuncturist gave me some chlorophyll. Chlorophyll?
Green stuff?
The green stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. To put in my water. And for some reason, I really like drinking it. It just looks prettier. I like doing it.
It's a sore subject for me right now, food. Looking pretty.
But I accidentally say chloroform.
Oh, no.
To people. And then the other day, I just straight up said formaldehyde.
What?
To Nate. He was like so worried that you're pissed at him. Like,
it's all about the strong female lead thing.
I think he's so funny about
it. My Netflix cue is literally like strong female leads, comedy, strong female leads, drama. Strong female leads, quirky.
Did you see
strong female leads casting by Allison Jones?
Huh?
That's not a Netflix cue.
Oh, okay.
She's a casting director, and I.
What does she cast?
Everything funny.
You and I also have like comedian disagreements.
Bodies.
I do have the body of Louis C.K.
You're not tall enough.
See, I think that John Mulaney is funny, but you said something about John Mulaney that's, like, ruined John Mulaney for me.
I couldn't watch his show, one, because it was just a rehashing of all of his stand-up material.
What do you think that show is supposed to be? It's a stand-up special, right?
No, his sitcom.
He had a sitcom?
Yes.
What was that?
Look it up. It did not last. I do think he's funny, and I think he's an excellent writer. and I prefer to watch his stand-up.
Sitcom situations I have a hard time with anyways.
Yeah, they're awkward.
They're terrible. Do you want to know what's something interesting about sitcoms that I found out last year? So, the laugh tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, which I don't know how this could possibly be true, but this is something that Steven told me. Apparently, a lot of sitcoms use laugh tracks that were recorded in, like, the 1960s and 50s. I can't remember why it was he said that they do this, but it was like when you're watching a sitcom with a laugh track, a lot of times you're listening to dead people.
You don't have the internet. Where's your phone?
You want me to put up Friends?
Yep.
You want to listen to it and see if it sounds like dead people?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do.
Okay.
Why is it taking you this long?
Because I'm flustered, and so now I can't find the app.
Or you're just narrating it.
I found the app. Okay, I found it.
I finished my book.
Man, I miss a good bass line on a sitcom. Yeah, those people are definitely dead.
Doesn't that sound like dead people? Steven, he just kind of knew random stuff like that. I haven't seen that guy since November. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary. So the good news is we've got a couple of episodes coming down the docket, coming down the barrel, coming down the pipeline, coming down the belt.
Wow.
Coming. That I think, you know, as a 1 year, we should release some of the formative footage, even though apparently audio footage is not a thing, according to Nathan.
Oh.
And you.
Is it not? What is it?
And Google.
Oh,
it's just
really?
Audio.
It's just audio, right?
Video footage is a thing, but audio footage is not.
Because there's a foot of, right, is the film, because you can measure film, how much film you've used.
Oh my gosh, but
I mean,
if you're making a tape recording, there's that stringy stuff inside of the tape.
I don't know.
What do you think they recorded stuff on in audio? Ribbon stuff. There was ribbon stuff, I think.
Ribbon dancing, dancing in the street. You don't remember Ribbon Dancer?
I kind of do. I'm sorry I don't have any dead people here to laugh at your joke.
You got me like, a Skip It 1 year.
Did I?
Yes, it was the best.
I remember Skip It. Skip It. Skip It. And what's best of all, there's a counter on the ball.
You're doing like the harmony part.
No.
Yeah. What's... And the very best thing of all, there's a counter on this ball.
That's not how it goes at all.
That's how it goes. Get your phone out.
And it's old all going to be, I'm all going to be right on all of
this
them.
This looks good. Tiger Toys 90s. It's going to be some kind
and
of political
And what's best
app.
Of all, there's... And now kids come get around.
I was
right. No, I want to see the extended version.
It's not an extended version.
You can just curb that attitude that you're having right now. I'd like that Skip It back now, please.
Nope.
Do you know where that thing is?
Nope.
I mean, it's still got to be around in here somewhere.
It's not in this room.
It's not in this room. It's in your garage, probably.
It's in the deep store. It means that it's not going to be found this house is sold.
You find the Skip It in there. You find Edward Snowden in there.
You find all of my crock pots.
How many crock pots do you have?
I don't know. I think I leave them whenever I move. And then I'm like, I need a crock pot. And then I go to Target and buy a crock pot.
You're like,
and then I'm like, how am I going to move with a crock pot?
God, we move a lot. We're just movers and shakers, aren't we? And yet somehow here we are.
Somehow.
In this basement.
In this basement.
I know. How beautiful that...
I kind of imagine there's like a giant sinkhole underneath with some magnetic force.
It's like Lost.
Yeah.
Cordelia's definitely one of the others, at least.
I mean, she greeted you at the door as Shakespeare's ghost. I was like, you're dressed as a ghost and you wanted to see Leah? Come with me.
I thought she was maybe like a bride or something like that.
No, she was the ghost of William Shakespeare.
I mean, it was really something when I came in. She was really standing there.
She sure was.
Leaning in. I was expecting your kitchen to be doused in pig's blood at any moment.
Thank you for joining us, Leah. That stare she gave you.
Oh, my God. That was so crazy. I was like, Amanda and Jace said something to her. They put her up to it before I got there. It was just so funny because she was just normal, 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 normal. And then, Alfred Hitchcock for just 1 minute. And then she was back to normal.
She's laying on her stomach with, like, her face in her hands, like, just kind of smiling at you. Yeah. So it was a cute thing. It's because she likes you. It's not like, how could I take the skin off of that person's face? So this temp job that I was at, I was really weirded out by this one dude who I never had any interaction with. He was from a different temp agency. But we got there at 7:30 in the morning and had to wait for doors to be unlocked. So he was a new person. I hadn't seen him the day before. But most people are just standing there. Maybe they have their coffee. They're just kind of like, all right, waiting for the security. He's taken a seat on the sidewalk. He's sitting crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
And he's reading a novel from the library.
Mm-hmm.
Like reading for leisure. And he's got the, you know, when you get, like, a muffin in saran wrap, he's got, like, a saran wrap pouch with just a mass of crumbs. And he's, like, pawing the crumbs and eating the crumbs while he's reading his, I don't know what kind of novel it was.
Did you give him my number?
No.
Okay, so he's pawing out crumbs and reading a novel.
Everybody's waiting for, I don't know, 3 to 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Whoa. But he's just taking a moment.
Did you see what kind of book it was? Because that's got to be some book.
A masculine book. It was a gray and black cover.
Like a Robert Ludlum kind of thing.
I don't know.
Like a Grisham.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The font wasn't bold enough.
It wasn't bold enough to be a Grisham?
No.
Oh, okay. There wasn't a picture of like a... like a gavel on the front of it, as well as a few figures like running away from an explosion. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't give him your number. I thought he was kind of a serial killer vibe, so.
I feel like, first of all, I think you think everybody's maybe a killer.
Yeah, I
do. A stalker. And you have to be careful because there's a lot of misconceived. Notions? Is that the word? Unconceived?
Misconceptions.
Thank you.
The thing is that he is a smart person and also happy when no one else is happy.
Okay, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
I see. So,
let's work with a ton of strangers doing hospital inventory and you have to sit around and wait a bunch. And he's like, my pleasure.
Book. Are you allowed to bring crumbs into a hospital?
This was outside.
Oh, well, I mean, still, if you're eating crumbs outside, you're probably carrying them inside on your person. I mean, I have eaten enough stuff with crumbs to know that shit stays with you the rest of the day.
It's like the flu. At home for 48 hours. Exactly.
Do you know? I mean, it is always, you know what one of my favorite experiences is?
What?
Is taking off my bra at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
After I've gone to see a movie that day. Because half of the concession stand just falls out. There's so much popcorn. And there's like always some melted chocolate that fell down in there.
That always stuff when I find melted it. Chocolate on you.
I would also like to just clarify that I take my bra off at the end of the evening. But I put a different bra on to sleep in.
To sleep in?
Yes.
You sleep in a bra?
Yes. Yeah. I just... can't stand it when everything is not in its right place. I can't relax.
Free.
No.
Free.
No. I mean,
free.
you know, I mean, you could say, like, the glaciers are melting. You wouldn't say, oh, they're free. You wish that they were back how they were, you know? You miss the splendor of them when they were back how they were supposed to be. I never see, and this is, you'll probably be pissed at me after this, because you'll be like, oh, she hates women again. But I'm never like,
I'm going to write it in my journal. Who's not a real feminist?
All of the body positive advertising. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I think that it's annoying that it's like, whenever something's body positive, they have to bring attention to the fact that it's body positive. Like, it can't just be body positive. Well,
and also they're selling a body product, so it's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, I positively hate my body. Like, and I don't want to see your gross body,
like,
either.
There's a makeup commercial out right now with, like, a plus size model who is also in it. It's like a group of all these different looking models, yeah, right? But I'm like, oh, so great. You're like, you can be larger, but your face still sucks. Or like athletic stuff, and they're, yeah, like all different shapes and sizes, but like still you need these outfits to exercise in, fatty. Yeah, you know?
And none of the overweight women are wearing those outfits and probably not exercising either. I mean, it's so funny to me whenever I see somebody running, like, on the side, mm-hmm, of the road, and they're, like, a girl that actually looks athletic and running. Mm-hmm. I think, like, God, your life has turned out so much better than mine.
Yeah.
And I thought about it one day. I was like, I wonder if I would feel better about myself. This is what I thought. I wonder if I would feel better about myself if I went out and I got some of those, like, expensive workout clothing and just, like, stood on the side of the road and looked like I was taking a rest or like stretching or something, but like that gave the illusory appearance to the traffic.
I'm sorry, can you spell that word? Illusory?
I-L-L-U-S-O-R-Y. Okay. But it would be a illusory appearance as well, especially when people know that, like, I actually didn't want to work out, that I was, first of all, just that sweaty from the drive, and second of all, I wonder if I would feel different about my life if I just, like, was wearing those expensive things.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Body positive advertising is just, it's great, mm-hmm, for one thing, but it just pisses me off, because it's like, you do you, girl. Whatever you are, whoever you are, body's great, wonderful, but also you need to buy this shit to really feel complete.
I'm just like, put your bodies away. I don't want to see your bodies. I don't want to see models' bodies. I don't want to see anybody's bodies. Everybody, just put your bodies away.
You want to go back to the time where they modeled bras wearing turtlenecks?
What? Like a dickie?
Like a turtleneck.
We're gonna wear out that Google. Bra turtleneck? What the hell do I look up?
Here, I'm gonna do the looking up, because you suck at it.
Let's get that collar high up.
I just kind of want to see old bra commercials.
God, ugh.
Now, try this new way to accent your figure. Cross your heart, see? You're suddenly shapelier. Well, that's what this new Playtex Fashion Magic cotton bra does, to lift and separate. You're suddenly shapelier. And here's news about girdles. Launching a comfortable way to look 5 pounds thinner. The new 5 pounds thinner girdle by Playtex. Look 5 pounds thinner without losing a pound. In the new 5 pounds thinner girdle by Playtex.
What? I thought 5 pounds thinner girdle, that's a Spanx. That's what that is.
That is. They work better than Spanx, changed. Too.
Did girdles. I tell you that there was a Spanx store in the Detroit airport? A whole Spanx brand store.
What?
In the Detroit airport. I thought about going in, seeing if I could solicit a sponsorship.
Did it work out for
no,
you?
No, I didn't go in the Spanx store, because who wants to be like the chubby girl that's shopping around in the Spanx store?
Yeah, that's true.
Give me one more little piece of that pound cake.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've just been like pawing at it like I'm sitting outside of a temp job. I was really worried about getting group together with this one guy. He's like always makes his appearance known. He's always the one where they're like, do you have any questions? And you really shouldn't, because it's a very simple thing. Like, you use blue or black ink. And he's like, question. So,
you know what I mean? I love characters like that. In theory.
I don't want to talk to them.
Next time on The Nervous Record.
I did realize sort of the way that I looked was absurd. But I think that they were, you know, they were Cheesecake Factory people. They're too
drunk.
They're drunk, yeah. And
trying to get laid.
You know what? If somebody took me to the Cheesecake Factory for a first date, I wouldn't take it off the table.
So check us out. We're on Facebook, on the Book of Phases. We're at The Nervous Record, or we're also on Instagram, which, funnily enough, is owned by Facebook. Right? Also, at The Nervous Record, we post pictures of, like, gummy bears and stuff that makes
Don't
us anxious.
Don't spoiler it. Just check us out on Instagram for behind-the-scenes looks so that you can put faces to our names. You'll be like, oh, that's what that is?
Or, oh my God, they're so beautiful.
Yeah, Amanda has on fake eyelashes this evening. She put them on just for the audio.
Just for the audio.